For thousands of years, the Sami people in the far north of Sweden have been making a living from reindeer herding. They're part of Europe's only indigenous community, stretching from Norway in the west to Russia's Kola Peninsula. But the traditional pasture lands, which serve the 20,000 Sami in Sweden, are rich with mineral resources. And now a dispute's developing with a British mining company which wants to drill for iron ore on them. Stuart Hughes reports from northern Sweden.
There are eight seasons in the Sami calendar. Each coincides with a stage in the life of their reindeer. In the mountains, in midsummer, Sami herders mark the newborn calves that are beginning to roam these lands. For a few short months, the sun never dips below the horizon.
You can see tracks of reindeers, even now.
Even in the lowlands, the reindeer leave their mark. Deep in the forest, Sami activist Henrik Blind points out fresh hoof prints in the mud.
How long do you think those tracks have been?
Maybe this last night. It's quite a hot day now, and it would probably not be so well seen if it longer.
It's here, at the site of the proposed Kallak iron ore mine, that the British company Beowulf Mining has been carrying out test drilling. That's something Henrik Blind can't accept.
It's very sad, and it's also very hard to find words when we are so connected to these lands, and to feel that nothing compared about the minerals that the Swedish government is saying that that's more important for the Sweden before our culture.
A traditional Sami chant, or yoik, sung during protests against the Kallak mine. Last summer, police moved in to remove demonstrators who'd blockaded the site. The Sami have lived across Scandinavia for thousands of years. But Jenny Wick Carlson, from the Swedish Sami Association, says their history remains largely unknown.
In the Swedish school system, you don't learn about the Sami. You know more about Native Americans and people around the world than your own indigenous culture. And it's quite sad. I would like to believe that actually people would have more understanding for the unique culture. When you know it, you could also want to protect it more, of course.
I'm at Sunday evening service at the old red wooden church in Jokkmokk, the nearest town to the Kallak mine. About 3,000 people live here. Most of the worshippers at this church are in their 50s or 60s, and that's the biggest problem for the town as a whole. The population has been getting smaller and older for decades. Stefan Andersson is the mayor of Jokkmokk. He says mining could give local people a reason to stay here.
My feeling is, first of all, that a vast majority of the population is for mining. Of course, there are downsides with creating a mine in our municipality, but our belief is that it will mostly be on the good side. There are nurses, carpenters, welders, all different kinds of job opportunities.
Kallak, called Gallok in the Sami language, has become an iconic struggle for Sweden's indigenous community, a symbol of what they see as the colonization of their land by powerful outside interests. The lyrics of this protest song speak of short-sighted greed, of resistance against invasion by thieves. The executive chairman of Beowulf Mining, Clive Sinclair Poulton, believes such emotive language isn't accurate, and the two sides can coexist.
Sweden has to go ahead and decide what they want to do in the north. If they want to go ahead and keep it purely for reindeer herding, it's their right to go ahead and do so. However, we believe you can have a mixture of tourism, mining and reindeer herding. Don't forget, the vast majority of Sami who are involved in reindeer herding need other jobs as well. We would hope that we could go ahead and employ them in the mine to give jobs and allow them to continue doing reindeer herding.
Last year, the Swedish government published a new strategy to strengthen its position as a leading mining nation. It wants to treble the number of working mines within 15 years. Sweden believes mining can be carried out responsibly and sustainably for future generations. But some observers are more sceptical. Arne Muller is the author of Dirty Billions, a book about the Swedish mining industry. He points to a recent test case over a planned nickel mine in the northwest of the country.
Here, a court ruling had said that it is impossible to combine reindeer herding with the starting of a new mine. So the government had to choose, and it said that the mine comes first in this case because a new mine creates several hundred jobs. And the reindeer herding, that's a question of 10, 20, 30 jobs. If you make this comparison, the mine will always win.
High in the mountains, the annual calf marking continues, while Sweden's Sami community awaits a decision on whether the Kallak mine will go ahead. Campaigners say their fight will continue, even if the project is granted its 25-year licence. But Jenny Wick Carlson from the Swedish Sami Association says it's not too late for the mining industry to think again.
I will say, just walk away. It isn't worth it. Just think about, does the world afford to lose another unique culture? That's another question. Is it worth it?
That was Stuart Hughes reporting from northern Sweden.